Afternoon, everyone. Well, we've had a bit of an improvement in the weather today, although it's been a bit mixed. It started out really grey and miserable, and it rained around lunchtime, and then the sun came out and it was quite warm and humid and still. But now the sun's gone in, but I think it might come back out again, and the wind's picked up again, but it's a lot warmer than it has been over the weekend and the first part of this week. I don't think the sun was forecast, but it was a bonus. But I haven't really got much to report. We received some written... some printed witness statements. I've come back in because I think my neighbour might be in her garden and I don't want to overhearing everything I say. We received the witness statements today from the insurance company that deals with cab drivers after the accident that we were part of on the way home from the vets last week. They called me on Monday and asked if I'd be prepared to be a witness, and I said yes, and I told them I'm blind, but I did know that we were stationary at the time it happened, and I heard what the driver said. Before the woman hit us, he was wondering what she was doing. What's she doing? She doesn't know what she's doing. And I said my husband also had seen what happened. So they've sent out two witness statements. Unfortunately, my son can't be a witness because he's only 16. So we've just been filling those in. Is that you, Wer?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in the kitchen. We've just been filling those in, and I should put them in the postbox later. And my husband wrote it for me, and then I just have to sign it, and that's it. And then he's written his. They wanted us to draw a diagram, but he didn't see what happened before the accident, because he only looked up when he heard the driver saying, what's she doing? So he saw it happen, but he didn't see what led up to it, because he was looking at his iPad. Anyway, we've done that. I had a call from the vets this morning to say that Niall's blood test results, because I spoke to him yesterday, and he said that they were okay, all of them, his liver, kidneys, and everything, but the one that they wanted the most, which was for the drugs in his system, the EpiPen that he takes for his seizures, they hadn't done that one, so he had to contact the laboratory to do that, and that came back today, and they said it's a little bit it's low of normal, but because he's not having any seizures on it, and that's a good thing, because it's lower than it could be, and that means there's room for an increase if things ever get bad again, which hopefully they will. So I was quite pleased about that. Apart from that, I'm going to do a grocery order in a minute. I live such an exciting life. I'm going to do Iceland this week. I haven't done them for about 6 months, so I think they're nice once in a while, because it's nice to get something different for a change. You get sick of the same old things sometimes, and I mostly use Tesco's, and last week I used Sainsbury's, and I was very pleased with them. I was impressed with their website and with their service, and their delivery fee is a bit steep. It was $4.99, and Tesco's have brought theirs down, and Iceland don't have one, so they've got a bit of improvement to do in that area. But their service was very good, the food was nice, so yeah, I definitely would use them again. And I'll be back at some point to catch up on my two I missed one audio mo yesterday, and I missed another one. I will miss another one today if I'm not careful, so I've got to catch up with audio mo. I think the kids are coming out of school, as you can probably hear. They've been out the last few days, I suppose because of the World Cup. They've been playing football every afternoon. But they went in, they've been in for about 10 minutes, and now it sounds like they're coming out. But I think it's a bit early for them to come out, so they must be having I think maybe sometimes the infants have a playtime this time of day. And an extra one before they finish for the day. They certainly sound in high spirits, and I think it's because it's windy. They tend to be very lively, and so do dogs, I've noticed. I think horses can be too. They get a bit carried away with them. They get very frisky in the wind, and the cats do. My cats always, I say they've got the wind up their tail, they start running around the room, the house, and anyway, I'm just waffling. I'm drinking some, I couldn't really call it lemon tea because there's no tea in it. It's just lemon juice with hot water. Not because there's any reason I haven't got a cold or anything, but just because I can and I wanted to. And I fancied a fruity drink and I didn't have any squash. I don't really drink fizzy drinks, but sometimes I might drink ginger beer or lemonade, and we didn't have either. I like Coke. I know it's really bad for you with all the sugar and stuff. I love Pepsi and Coke, but I really am not supposed to drink them that much because they've got a lot of phosphate in them. The darker the drink, the more they have, apparently. So, that leaves me with lemonade, basically. And I'm not that mad on lemonade. So I decided to make myself a lemon drink, as I had some lemon. And I can drink squash, because that's fine. But I haven't got any, so... And I've only got oranges. I don't really fancy an orange. I've got one plum left. Me and my plums. I'm the only person that eats them. And I've eaten all the strawberries. I don't really like sweet things. I don't like cakes and biscuits much at all. I used to, but I never, pretty much never eat them. I never want them. Never even think of them. But I do like fruit, so I've eaten all the strawberries because no one else wanted them. They sat there for ages. And no, I didn't put sugar on them. I just had them as they were. They were lovely. They came from the market stall. I think they're nicer, their fruit's nicer than what you get in the supermarkets.
I've left you 2,000 in bed.
Okay, thanks, Will. Have you taken the others up?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. He's just put the towels away. They were in the washer-dryer. Anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you all for now. Or I'll be back later.